Didsbury, citing financial shortfalls due to low membership and expense pressures, the Didsbury 5-0 Club has terminated its lease on its longtime home at the municipally owned building at 2515th Avenue. The club requested the lease termination and council carried a motion approving the lease termination at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The club intends to continue operating in the community, council heard. The Didsbury 5-0 Club is a service club for seniors. It has more than 50 years of activity in the Didsbury community. The Didsbury 5-0 would like to terminate the lease on the building as of March 1, 2023, thus ending their responsibility to pay all utilities and costs related to the upkeep of the building, Chief Administrative Officer Ethan Gorner said in a briefing note to council. The club is experiencing financial shortfalls due to low membership numbers and difficulties keeping up with expenses at the facility, he said. Council carried a motion approving the termination of the lease agreement between the town of Didsbury and the Didsbury 5-0 Club for the 15th Avenue facility effective March 1. During council discussion of the matter, Bill Windsor said, "I'm in favor of the motion and I think we need to respect the request that has been put forward." Joyce McCoy suggested the building at 2515th Avenue might be a good venue for a future boys and girls club in town. Mayor Rhonda Hunter noted the Kinsmen Club originally constructed the building, with it later turned over to the 5-0 Club. The club has also requested a new lease for the building at 1612-22 ND Avenue for the club to continue with floor curling, other activities and meetings. Council also carried a motion instructing administration to develop a new lease agreement with the club for the facility at 1612-22 ND Avenue. Mayor Rhonda Hunter commended the 5-0 Club for its service to the community over the past decades. "We need to thank them for accommodating so many weddings and parties and whatever it may be," said Hunter. "We wish them luck in their new facility." Council carried a third motion instructing administration to research the history of the building at 2515th Avenue, determine the cost of operating the building, and exploring options regarding possible sale, lease, rental or other use for the facility.